Hey, everybody. This is episode 517 of the Official Game Stitch podcast. I'm your host, producer Daryl, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Howdy doody.
I was real proud of myself this week. The new season for Rocket League came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, we talked about the battle passes, the rocket passes, the pass passes on here. And how I feel like they force you to play a game, which sometimes you don't enjoy it as much.
Right.
Or I don't, I should say. You know, when you're playing too many of those games where you just have to split your time, not by choice, but because you want your money back. So it came out. I jumped on with a friend of the show, Marshall205. He bought it before I could even load into the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't buy it.
Mm.
And I was like, you know what? This is going to allow me to still play the game, but not feel tied to it. Not feel forced.
And so, now, are you going to regret not getting certain things that are on the Battle Pass?
I've already bought it.
Oh, you already bought it.
I lasted one day.
Oh.
And here's the problem. Here's where they get you, these sons of bitch. It's not about the stuff. I actually think most of the stuff on this Rocket Pass looks shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Where they get you is you get XP boost. So, like, plus 5% XP boost every so often. So, by the end, you're probably getting, like, an extra, whatever, 40% XP per match.
Right.
But the only way to get those is to be on the top tier. And so, I could play. My plan was to play without the Rocket Pass until the end. And if I made it to the part where I got my money back, I would then buy it and then get everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get any of those XP boosts, and you can't get any of the premium daily, weeklies, or like season, like a, what do they call it? They have like a quarterly almost, like challenges for week 1, 2, 3, and 4. You can't get any of those if you don't. You get the free ones, but not the premiums if you don't, you know, get the pass. So I was like, I'll never make it to the part where you get your money back if I don't pay the money.
Yeah,
because you're not getting. I mean, so just on where I was missing out on a 5% boost and I think it was 45,000 XP already that I just it was sitting there and I just couldn't get because I didn't pay for it.
Mm.
So I bought it.
How much is it, the Battle Pass? $10?
On there it is at $1,200. Yeah, it's $9.99 on there.
That's not really a bad price for.
It's not. Pass. It's. The value's there, right? You get 100 plus objects.
Mm-hmm.
Really, more than that, it's probably close to 150 objects for $10. The problem is just that now I'm forced to play the game because I want my money back. And I already bought the new season for Fall Guys because I wanted SpongeBob. And if you finish the Fall Pass or whatever the hell theirs is called, that's what you get is SpongeBob. And he looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Just right back where I was. I was so proud of myself on day one, so disappointed in myself in day two.
So did you not make enough points to buy it just free?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It's not even about that. It's about forcing me to play the game now.
So realistically, how much do you think you've spent on battle passes like out of your own pocket?
$0.
Zero. Okay. So it's been worth it then.
So on the very first rocket pass that they charged for, I had earned enough off of the first Rocket Pass was free. And so I earned enough off of that that I didn't spend that I was able to get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never, you have to get to level 110. I've always made enough to get there. I think there was a season I didn't make enough, but I don't buy anything with that money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had enough left over from where I had just had enough left over.
Yeah, so that's how I used to do a Fortnite with the V-Bucks.
Yeah.
Like, I would just play it.
Now, we've done this for 500 and some odd episodes, so someone may find something where I said I had to pay because I didn't make enough, but I don't remember that. I think I've always made enough. Now, Fall Guys.
You paid.
No, I had enough for the first one, and the last two has been successful, but the last one was just barely. Like, I made it one tier above where I had to get to get the money, and I did not finish it. I just made enough to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't complete it last season. And this season, I really haven't played hardly any, so it's going to be a freaking struggle.
So do you think it's worth getting, like, to do, like, spending all that time to get to rank up?
I hate a pass. It forces you to have to play the game if you want your money back, because the pass is free as long as you play the game. And I think knowing that is what is irritating to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is I feel like I have to play it if I paid for it, because it's fiscally irresponsible not to.
Yeah. Do you look at the challenges to see what's on there? It's like, oh, I want that. Then pretty much go to, at least you get that one thing that you really, really want.
No. I do like certain things on the passes. It's strictly about getting the money back for me.
So, like, when I played, like, Fallout 76, they had the same, like, little seasons, and I would look to see where I wanted to stop at.
Now, I will say, like, in Fall Guys, when I knew I wasn't going to be able to complete it, I did just get to the tier that I wanted. They have a spot costume.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to make sure I got that costume. And once I got that, it I think the next level after that was all my money back. So it was the last of the 100, you know, that I needed.
Yeah, sometimes, like, when I played Fallout 76 with the Battle Pass that they had, or the seasons, you wouldn't play the same. You'd have to play, you're playing it just to get XP to level up.
So I don't worry about the challenges at all. Like, the dailies I'll look at, I don't even look at the other ones, because they just come with time anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't influence how I play. It's just that the pass influences how often I have to play or feel obligated to play. Because if I haven't played Rocket League or Fall Guys in a few days, I'm like, I need to get on that or I'm going to get too far behind.
I get that.
And some days, I don't want to play either one of those. But I feel forced.
Yeah, I'm itching to play a few other games right now, too.
Just don't like the feeling of it, and I was so weak, man. I made it a day. I thought I would at least make it a while. I actually thought when I jumped on and I looked at the pass, I didn't like anything in there. So I actually thought I was good. I was like, this will be the one where I don't worry about it, because I don't even care. Usually I can justify it, because I'm like, I do want some of those items really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want anything in here. So I was like, this will be easy because I don't care about the stuff. And then, of course,
right.
Then I got to thinking about the XP and how do you do it without it? And weakness. And I had the money, too, so I didn't have to deposit anything. It's just two clicks.
So did you see something friend of the show Marshall 205 had? That?
No, it was just strictly that I wasn't going to get enough XP to complete it without it.
Hmm.
You know, my whole thinking was, when I get to level 110, I'll buy it and I'll just get everything on the pass. But you can't get there without... You could. I won't get there without it, though.
So this,
you don't have any of the XP boost or any of the premium XP that you get.
So this one goes from, what, December 7th to March 8th?
I don't know what it runs to. They have the date up already.
Yeah, looking at it right now.
Rocket League feels way more structured with their pass. They really do a good job. Like, you know, as soon as it starts, how long it runs for. You can see all the rewards. Everything is polished and clean. Fall Guys, I never know when Fall Guys is ending. It doesn't ever have an end date. Well, maybe it does now, but the last season didn't have an end date. So the only reason we knew is because they had posted. Where Rocket League is like, right, the second you sign up, you can even see when the weeks, like when the quarterlies open up and everything. So they do make it easy. But, I mean, it's a good business model. It's why it works. It's just frustrating. I mean, I physically couldn't do another game with a pass. I couldn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do have to make some decisions if you have as much time to play as I do, because I can't do three. Not three that I paid for that have the ability to earn your money back. Now, if it's a game that doesn't give you the ability to earn your money back and you're just playing for the stuff, that's different to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't love that, but it's different to me, definitely. Now, you don't do the passes because you don't play anything with a pass right now.
Right, because I have a few that I used to play.
Yeah. Did you pay for them?
I paid for the
the first Fortnite.
Fortnite went, yeah.
And then you stayed free thereafter.
Yeah, because I was making enough points. But I don't think I paid for the first one. I think it was like the third or fourth, and I got to like eighth or ninth. I paid for like four. Like I made enough, like four seasons in a row.
Did you feel obligated though to play the game?
Yeah. Yeah, I was having to play, and I was missing out on other things.
I think that's the problem. You have to play. It's just unfortunate. That SpongeBob looks so good in Fall Guys, though. Howard bought the pack that came out. Look how good he looks. Yeah, Howard bought the pack that came with Sandy and Mr. Krabs, Squidward.
Yeah, I don't. I guess the SpongeBob doesn't appeal to me because I don't know SpongeBob. I just know who he is.
Yeah. There's not very many SpongeBob things on the pass itself. It's really just SpongeBob. Everything else you had to spend more money on to buy the skins, which he did. He's a friend of the show, Marshall 205, is a sucker for a DLC, for a microtransaction. He's a sucker for it. He always spends money. But it's a, I mean, that's why it exists. I understand. I mean, the battle passes work. They're just frustrating to me because they make me feel, I never want to feel obligated to play.
Mm-hmm.
I always want it to be something I want to do and play the game I want to play, and they take that away from me a little bit. So what is it that you're wanting to play? You said you were jonesing to play a couple things.
Well, I need to finish that Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, that was Unity?
Origins.
Origin. Oh yeah, you've already finished Unity.
Yeah, done with Unity, did Syndicate. So yeah. Now I'm on Oranges. Origins.
Assassin's Creed Oranges.
Then I'm going to want to get an Odyssey, but then where I got that pass, or the game, the, what do you call it, the PlayStation Plus thing, now there's all these other games I can play that I haven't played yet that I want to play.
What tier are you on?
I'm on the highest one.
You and for the show, Marshall 205 went all the way up.
Yeah, my dad gave me the money too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So now I've seen like the that Man of Medan,
yeah.
The other one, both of those are on there. So I was like, "Oh, I can finally play those."
Is it Little Hope? Is the other one that's on there?
Yeah.
They don't have House of Ashes on there yet.
I remember there's two. There was two of those that were on there.
So there's four in total now. So The Devil in Me just came out.
So that was not on there.
That's the one I'm trying to get Howard to buy right now.
So. Man of Medan, and then the other one, Little Hope, is on there. Want to play, because you guys talked about, so I want to play those. The rest of the Assassin's Creed games that I haven't played, because I have the China one, that's, then there's Rogue, is on there.
You should get Friend of the Show Marshall 205 to play. You should get him to play Man of Medan with you. Those games are better together.
Right.
And he's played it once, and I've played it twice now, so I don't know how much more variation I can get.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played House of Ashes together once. We both only played it once. And then he hasn't played Little Hope, because Dan was supposed to play it with him, and then Dan quit gaming. So he hasn't played Little Hope at all. So really, you two should play both of those together, because I've played Little Hope once.
Okay.
I think you would both have a lot of fun playing through. I know he would like to play through Man of Medan again and see what's different. And he's never done Little Hope, but he bought it.
Okay, we'll have to coordinate a time to do that.
Yeah, and I need to play through The Quarry still, because we bought that to play together, and then the multiplayer didn't work the same way, and I'm interested in it because I love those games. So I want to play through The Quarry. And then once I beat that one, you can borrow it if you want.
Okay.
Because I have it on disc once you get a PS5.
Yeah, we'll see if I get one in a couple weeks.
I just want you to know I saw two yesterday. Well, I saw more than two. I saw them at two different stores. So Walmart and Target both had them. They both had the regular and the God of War yesterday. And Target probably had four or five, and Walmart had one of each. So they're out there now.
Yeah, we'll see if I get one. There's a big box came in the one day.
They're in a, it's in a big, big box.
So we'll see if I get one.
Now, if you don't get one, are you going to go buy one right after?
I'll see. Because I'm sure it'll probably be sold out. So I would say maybe January.
But you feel like you're pretty close either way.
Yeah.
Now, friend of the show, Patman, text.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull it up. He texted last night. We were talking, him and Marshall were talking shit to each other. That's what they do. And then he says, are you guys getting the PlayStation VR 2? Pre-orders are available for everybody now. And I said, I want it, but I really need to see if anyone else is getting it because it's a lot of money and I have my Quest. And he says, yeah, I plan to get it. I did pre-order for it. And then friend of the show, Marshall 205, just never responded to it. So I'm really timid to buy it because I just don't know. You don't even have a PS5 yet. I don't know if Howard's going to get it.
Right.
Batman will get it, but he never plays with us anymore because of his job.
Right, and then Dan got the invite, but
Dan's not going to get it. Dan doesn't play anything.
I got the two invites from that.
I got the one invite.
I got the one.
I finally got it.
Yeah, I got an invite, and then I got one from Amazon because I guess I put on my like little wish list.
Oh yeah.
Thing.
I got my Stadia money back. I had my games, but I finally got my system money back.
Yeah, I got both mine, so I did get the first one, and I got the second one.
So it had given me my games early, like as soon as they announced it, I got my games like the next day. And then I got an email the other day saying, hey, there's a problem with the system. The card that you had purchased it with is not an active card, but we do have a card on file. So just jump on and verify that that's how you want the payment. It took me 10 seconds to verify that's how I wanted it. And so I'm square with Google now.
I just wish we could do something with that controller.
It's a good controller.
Yeah, I like the way it feels.
I think it works on the PC. For now. I mean, I don't know that it'll stay that way, but...
Yeah, I would like it to work with the PC.
It's a fine-feeling controller for sure. I really like the way it feels. I also like the way the Luna feels. Those are both really good controllers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what I didn't tell you I got...
I'm excited because I don't know what this is.
I did get this.
Oh, the Xbox refrigerator?
Yep.
The mini fridge, it looks cool.
I got that. I found it on sale for $50.
That's good. I think it's $100 new.
Mm-hmm. And GameStop has it for $150.
It's pretty cool.
So I got the mini fridge to put in here.
And I was going to ask if you were going to put it in there where you play at.
Yeah.
But you play in the living room mostly, right?
Mm-hmm. Was going to get this one. I don't know if you can see the one I'm highlighting.
Yeah.
I was going to get that one.
That's cool.
But then I saw that was for $50, and I was like, well, shit, might as well go for it.
Now, when are you in that room when you're not recording?
Every day.
What tasks are you doing in here?
Changing, cleaning up. All my clothes are in here, in the closet.
Is it enough to warm a mini fridge, though?
Yeah. Yeah, because once I get this computer that I was telling you earlier about, so I got a game, my brother gave me a gaming rig.
Yeah.
So once I have that in here, I'll be able to do more in here with it.
Would you ever consider moving your console in there?
No, I want to. If this TV that I have over in the corner was fixed, then I would.
Yeah.
But since that one broke...
I want a bigger TV.
Yeah, so I have the 47-inch 3D TV over here, and it messed up. It needs a new motherboard.
Your screen's totally black again, like it does.
Yeah, every time I switch from...
I want to do... I have a 55 now, and my problem is just that it goes above my fireplace, so I can't do... I can't go wild. But I do think that I can go to a 60-inch. Yeah, I think so I've got enough room for that. 60 is going to max it out pretty well. I need enough room on my mantle to put a soundbar.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably get away with maybe like a 70 if you were going to like touch it to the bottom of the mantle almost. But yeah. I need to be able to put a soundbar down unless I'm going to get a TV that's got a good speakers built in, which I don't know that exist.
Yeah, so this one, the little setup I have over here, the 47 inches, right? I think a 50 was probably the biggest I could put in here. On
yeah.
The stand, but we have a 65 in the living room because the stand it's on out there is 65 is the biggest it'll go. And I don't like it hanging over the edge.
How big would you? I mean, would you just have a stupidly large television if your space would allow it?
Oh, hey, I'd buy an 85 inch.
Or yeah, I didn't know if you were. Are you good? Like I'm okay with the size I have now. I don't necessarily need a bigger one. I'll squeeze a few more inches out, but I don't necessarily need, like, I'm happy with the size that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But so, if I just had a blank wall, I'm for sure putting a ridiculously large TV on it.
Well, then also how close I'm sitting to, like, when I went looking, there was the 55 and the 65, and I was like, okay, let me look at get back where I'm going to sit to watch the TV. I got there, and just the 65, it wasn't that much difference than the 55.
How far away are you when you play?
About 7-8 feet from the TV.
I'm probably 3 feet.
Whew.
So close.
Yeah.
So I have a gaming chair that also doubles as my desk chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I roll it over there. And I just sit and I look like no shit. It is front row of the theater. I'm just looking up the whole time we play.
Do you not have a table in the front of it?
No, okay. No coffee table. Here's how ridiculous my life is. I deleted the coffee table because of VR. I do not have a table so that I could play the original PlayStation VR.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was having to move the coffee table every time I played. I just got rid of it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the coffee table.
Yeah. So once you've not had a coffee table, I don't think you'll go back.
Oh, no, we haven't had one for a little while. We had one. It just got collected junk.
Yeah.
Then we had dogs, and the one dog did not like going underneath the coffee table. She would always go around it, even though it was big enough for her to go underneath it. So I had to get rid of it because stuff would go under there, and she would just look at it, and she wouldn't go underneath it.
Yeah, I think the only thing keeping coffee tables alive are that they come with a set and big coffee table because you don't need one.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a place to put shit. If you want something to put your legs up on, you can get a little ottoman or something like that.
Yep. So we found, like, when we were looking for, like, end tables, after we got our sectional, we went around and we found some end tables. My wife really, really liked them, but they came with a coffee table, and we just kept on asking. It was from Ashley Furniture, and we're like, we just want the end tables. Can we just order the end tables itself? We don't want the coffee table. We just want the end tables. And they're like, no, you got to buy the whole thing. I'm like, I just want the end tables. And we could not get the end tables. Because we didn't want the coffee table. They're like, well, you can get it and just sell it. I'm like, why would I get it and just sell it?
I don't want to do all that, though, is the thing.
Yeah, I just want the end tables.
Yeah, I think that the coffee table is the industry's going away.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't need it. Yeah, I have more room for activities now. I play my Quest sometimes in that same space.
Yeah.
Just because it's a big open area. Sometimes I play in the kitchen. Sometimes I play out on the highway. Like, you can do whatever you want with the Quest. But I single-handedly got rid of the end table because of VR. So, I just want everybody to know how committed I am.
Mm-hmm.
To playing VR. So, but it makes no sense for me to buy the PlayStation VR 2. None. Have the Quest 2. It's working great. Love it. Play it. I bought a bunch of games on it. The games for PlayStation VR 1 don't work with PSVR 2. So it's not like you're doing it because you have a built-in library. It costs more than the freaking system does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the time you buy it and buy the charger and get it with the game and... You know, realistically, how many times did we all play VR together? You know, 2 dozen times?
Yeah, we played that
Firewall
a lot.
And also, how much is it worth that much money to play 20 times with, you know, with my friends?
I don't know, but when you're playing games like Moss 2 and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then, you know, Quest 3 is going to come out. And so then there's a part of me that's like, do I just wait and get the Quest 3? And just say the hell with playing on PlayStation? Because if I had to choose between the two, if I could only have one, I would have the Quest. I think what it is what you talked about last week, where like just feeling like, you know, having that friends list, seeing what other people are doing, knowing I could play with my friends. Mm-hmm. Trophies, those things are what's enticing to me about having the PlayStation VR 2.
Right.
But I don't need one.
That's also like the determinant factor is like the games, like what games can you play on it? Just like the why I haven't got an Xbox is there's not that many games on the Xbox that's warrant me for to spend that much money on an Xbox that I can't play on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Like I don't play Halo like the way other people play Halo, Gears of War, and some of the other ones. I play the games when I had my 360 and my Xbox. It wasn't like they were like system sellers for me.
I don't know. I'm really torn on it.
You'll more than likely get both.
I want it. I just can't tell if I want it because of the fear of missing out. Like, I don't know if it's the FOMO that's driving my want of the PlayStation VR 2, mm-hmm. or if it's just my love for VR, like, making me feel like I need everyone that's accessible to me.
Would you get rid of the other VR sets then?
Mm-mm. Nope.
So you'll have four VR systems if you got
Quest. Both of them. Well, okay, you're right. I would get rid of the Quest 2 if I got the Quest 3. I would not get rid of the PlayStation VR. It didn't have any value now.
Mm-hmm. But there's still games you can play on if you wanted to go back and play.
Yeah, I mean, I just spent a whole day, 3-4 weeks ago, turning my PS4 into nothing but a VR machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's ready to go. It's completely loaded with like every VR game I've ever owned, updated. All of them are like ready to go. Turn it on and play.
So you would get rid of the Quest 2 to have the Quest 3, or are you still thinking about possibly getting the Pro?
No, that ship is sailed.
So Pro's out of the window.
Yeah, I've watched enough videos. I did myself a favor on that. I just bombarded myself with reviews and information and first looks, and I'm good now on that. It just comes down to that machine is built for productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that it relies on having other people to communicate with. So if you were going to get it and we worked together and we worked remotely and we were going to sit in an office room and plan and, you know, do all those things, and where we're, you know, if me and friend of the show Matt were starting a business tomorrow and we needed to be able to do video conferences, I'd much rather do them that way than on Skype.
Right.
But to play games, I don't see any benefit. Any significant benefit, and I don't see many developers making versions specifically for the Pro with the small with the smaller install base.
Mm-hmm. Now,
what I need is for PlayStation VR and Quest 3 to come out and say we're fully compatible with each other, full crossplay. If you're on Quest, you can play with PlayStation VR. If you're on PlayStation VR, you can play with Quest. If they did that, if they came out and said it's full cross-compatibility, and besides exclusive, most games will be on every system, I would just buy Quest 3 and not buy PlayStation VR 2. That's all it would take. If I knew I could play with you guys, mm-hmm. I would not feel I don't feel compelled to be on the PlayStation if I could play with you.
Right. unfortunately, they are going to have exclusives.
Yeah, but like...
But not many.
I would like to see them get away from the exclusives. It's not... VR is not sustainable as it is right now with exclusives. You need all your games everywhere in order for your developers to make enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the 1, 2, and the 3, the Quest, are they all backward compatible? So if you buy... if you had a 1, you bought a game, you can play it on the 2, and then now you're going to be able to play it on a 3?
So not necessarily. Some games are, some games are not. So there are games that I can play. So Patman has a Quest, friend of the show, Patman has a Quest 1.
Mm-hmm.
There are games I can play that he cannot.
Because they're made specifically for the 2.
Correct. Or he would have to be wired in order to play them. Like linked to his PC. There are games I can't play on my Quest 2 because I'm not linked to my PC. I don't have the full Quest store. I only have the one that's available when I use only the power of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a gaming PC, so. Then.
Are there more games for the connected to the PC?
Oh, yeah, a ton more. A ton more. But you do have a wire. Or you can use. There is a wireless solution as well. But yeah, yes, there is. And so I have to. I understand PlayStation VR's stance in not being backwards compatible because Quest is doing the same thing. Now, I do believe. Everything for Quest 3, everything for Quest 2 will be compatible with Quest 3. I don't know that. I believe that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they'll alienate it again. But I do think for this time, yes. I think they'll get it right.
Yeah, because that was one thing I was wondering. If you got, let's say you had the 2 and you go to the 3, will all the games come over?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know that. I beat Moss 2 also, Book 2. I don't know that I had beat it last week on the show or if I told you guys when I played Minecraft.
I think you told us during Minecraft. I don't think you said it on here.
But I beat Moss Book 2. I got Frosty Fest to start on December 14th for Rocket League, just so everybody knows. Just popped up on my feed. I think I'm missing 3 stained glass panels and the smallest amount of like dust. So I'm so very close to having everything, mm-hmm. but I don't know if I'm going to go back and get the stained glass pieces because achievements just don't matter to me as much as trophies. So those quest achievements just don't get me going.
Right.
They're there. I just don't care. And I loved my time with that game. I don't want to go back in and risk falling out of love with it.
Playing it on the other system to get the...
No, just playing it on... Like, going back and playing it again now that I'm done with the story, just exclusively to find the things I missed. I don't know if I want to do that or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I play Moss for that experience, and that experience was good. And so I'm just not sure if I want to risk tainting that. I talked to you about this, but they added a lot of mechanics into... Moss Book 2. Now, they introduced them slowly, but there's a lot going on with that game, and I worry that if in Book 3 they introduce as many mechanics as they did in 2, and they continue to build upon what was in 2, that game will be way too complicated for anyone to jump in.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot to think about in this, where I needed to know which weapon I'm supposed to be using, and which this I'm supposed to be using, and which that, and what I'm supposed to do as the person that interacts with both the environment and Quill, and there's just a lot going on. And I'm really there for the story.
Now, do you have a game that's on both? Like, you have it on PSVR and you have it on Quest?
Beat Saber.
And you've played it on both?
Yeah.
How much of a difference is it?
Visually, the Quest 2 looks a little better. I don't think unless you're going back to back, you'd ever notice.
Mm-hmm.
The difference in the Quest 2 is the freedom. The ease of setup, the controllers are a million times better. The way it feels when you play it. Now, PlayStation VR is comfortable, but you have the cords coming out the back. They touch you. They force you to be in a stationary position, right? You turn around, you would choke yourself out.
Yeah.
Knowing with the Quest 2 that you can literally walk onto your back deck, put the headset on, grab your controllers, and play Beat Saber. Is magical. You know, they have 360 Beat Saber in there. So you can actually, the notes come all the way around you. So the notes move in such a way that you're actually turning your body and moving all the way through, which makes it much more of a physical workout, which I think is one of the pros of VR over regular gaming, is that you are up and moving. It's the same game fundamentally. Graphically, you can't tell the difference. There's just something about the freedom of the Quest to me that makes it so desirable. Okay. I understand the PlayStation VR has one cord. I promise that's one too many.
Yeah, it is. I've had that hooked around my leg before.
Yep. If you play with no cords, I promise you one cord is too many.
All right, so when you play PSVR, do you use the factory headphones?
So I have the first PlayStation VR. It didn't come with headphones.
Okay.
So it doesn't have built-in headphones. It has the ones that are just in the speakers that are in there, but it doesn't have the earbuds you can pull out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use a different headset than what I play with normally, but I do still use a headset.
Now, what about the VR? Does that come with...
The Quest 2?
Yeah.
It does not come with anything, and I purchased... I will say the headset itself has better speakers than PlayStation does.
Mm-hmm.
In that the people, you know, I can't hear them when I'm out of the headset, but I can hear it when I'm in the headset well. So I think people around you can't hear it as bad as with PlayStation VR.
Right.
I bought the Logitech Pro over the ear headset that fits around the headset. It's got a short little cord. It's like made for the Quest 2. Logitech also makes earbuds for the Quest 2.
Gotcha.
They're like officially licensed. That is the headset. Like if you go to Oculus's, if you go to Meta's website, MetaQuest's website, those are the headsets they sell. And I like them. I think they're very functional. I like the form factor of both of them.
So yeah. That's
what I use.
Okay, so I have the... I'm going to share this. So I have the second version, I guess, the PSVR, because mine has the
little pull-down. You have the pull-down earbuds, yeah.
Yeah. Those were great.
HDMI pass-through as well. See, I don't have any of that. So if I want to use HDR on my TV, I'm forced to switch my cables around on the PlayStation VR.
Mm.
You know, that just became a terrible setup.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. So it's, you know, some of my problems may be me thinking back to how that process was.
Is this what you're talking about?
No. Type in Logitech Quest Pro headset. It's a black, just standard looking headset. Yeah, it's just that black one.
Okay.
But it comes with all the regular hookups. You can use it on your PlayStation. I've played with you guys before and used it. I just don't because I don't want to taint it. But it comes with that little short cord you see that plugs in the front there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that means nothing at all. There's something to the way all of it's designed, though. That cord means that it'll never touch me.
Right.
That little stubby cord, which I would tell you, the one that I got feels even shorter than that. I don't even think mine even swoops down at all. Yeah, there you go. Maybe a little bit. It's designed in such a way that that cord won't ever touch you. You whip your head around, you can jump up and down, you'll never feel that little cord. And so even though I feel like I have a motorcycle helmet on because I got a thing hanging off the front, I got a battery pack in the back, and I got headphones on,
mm-hmm.
nothing's touching me besides the things that I need to immerse me. And there's nothing breaking that immersion. And I use the microphone that's on the Quest, and it works very well. So when I chat with, you know, friend of the show, Marshall 205 in there, like, he sounds great. He says my audio sounds great. And we're both just using I don't even think he's using headphones either. I think he's playing with the speakers in the system.
And the speakers are on the strap, or are they just in the
head? Yeah, honestly, they're somewhere in that headset. I've never really looked for them, but it sounds good. Now, the reason I know they're not in the strap is because they may be in that front side piece, but the back of that strap comes off because I changed out to the Elite strap. But I think they're somewhere in the headset. Yeah, a lot of people do those little dangle ones like you got pulled up now. They just look like an AirTag, like an Apple AirTag hanging off the ear. I like the headset that I can take off, though. So I like the Logitech because if whatever happens, I can just take that whole headset off like I normally would. And when you play enough, you get real used to where your buttons are and where your plugins are. So, like, I can, in the middle of playing, I can hit the button to pause it, reach straight up and unplug that without ever feeling around. Like, I just know where that plug is at. Like anything, it does affect battery life, but I use the Elite strap with the battery built in the back, and you're not going to play it down. You're not going to drain both batteries. You shouldn't be in VR that long, probably. But it's so well executed that that's what makes me worry about PlayStation VR 2. I know it'll be comfortable. The first one was comfortable. I worry about that one cord. I worry about the setup or if it ends up doing anything weird with my TV later on. Because, you know, that wasn't an issue at the beginning of PSVR either.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I want it. I probably will go ahead and pre-order it, but...
Yeah, see, look, he's got the cord right down in the front.
Yeah. It's just one cord. It's a USB-C. It should not be very intrusive, but it exists. Which is an issue.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what I would like to get it.
But then, financially, I'm okay. I'm not loaded. I'm not hurting, but I'm okay. But then I start thinking about the investment that I have in the PlayStation 5, right? What I had to pay for it. Then I bought a second controller. And then I just pre-ordered the dumb Pro controller. the dual, what's it called? The dual cost, whatever that one is. I pre-ordered that one, so that's another $200 on top of buying the system.
The DualSense Edge?
The DualSense Edge, yeah. So, the system was how much? $500?
Oh, then add tax.
So, and then I'm going to, so then the controller was, another $70 for another controller, $200 for that controller, $100 for my headset, and now I'm going to buy a $500 VR.
Oh, yeah. You probably have to buy, the way you play, drop your controller, you probably have to buy a controller every year.
And you guys give me a hard time about my controller.
You drop it almost every night that I've, it's every hard. Single night.
It's just so hard to hold on to.
I don't know, because I've never dropped mine.
I don't know what it is with me. I would say until about, I'll be honest with you, I think it's until I got the PS5. I, for whatever reason, cannot hold on to that PS5 controller. And it's not just the PS5. I dropped my Xbox controller, too.
It's not like you don't have little hands. You have decent-sized hands.
I have man-sized hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have those BK hands, those little Burger King hands. But for whatever reason, man, I cannot hold on to the new controllers. I dropped the Xbox one. I dropped this one. I've never dropped my Switch controller, though. I drop, and I have hardwood floors, or laminate, I guess. I drop the shit out of my PS5 controller every night. And it hits that floor, and then it like flips over, and then hits, and then dances around until it comes to a stop. And I never know if it's broken.
Right.
The one that came in my system is broken because of drops. It has some sort of issue with the stick. The one that I play with now, which is Cosmic Red, sometimes the triangle button won't work on it. You have to give it a little smack, a little who's your father, to get it going again. They're in bad shape. So I for sure need one standard controller, and then I need the Pro controller, which I pre-order. That controller costs so much money, I'm thinking about putting a rug down where I play.
You need to get an OtterBox case for it.
For the controller?
Yeah.
It'd be so thick. Would it come with a side clip?
Yeah, put a little side kick, you can clip it to your pant pocket.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hey, that's a power move when you clip it on the outside. That way you just have it if you need it quick. You're like, bam, bam, bam. So, I don't know. I'm worried about that controller, though. I don't want to break it. I don't want to be that guy. I hope to handle it with more care. I don't drop these on purpose, but I don't seem to have the ability not to drop them.
Right, there you go, right there.
That looks stupid. Here's the problem with all these cases and things that go over the controllers. They change the feel of the controller, and then once you get adjusted to it, you can't play without it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to buy that for every controller I got for the rest of life. I think the easier move is just to put a rug down.
But you...
Which won't keep me from dropping it, but it won't smack on the wood.
Right.
Or maybe like a beanbag underneath me. Maybe I'll play on one of those big sex beanbags. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's a good looking PS5.
I know. That's I'm not even into the Adventure Time, but it actually looks really good on there.
I like that like mint green color. But yeah, so maybe I'll just get one of those big love chairs, those love sacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just play on one of those. So when I drop it, it's just there. Oh no. I'll figure something out. Can't drop a $200 one. Because then it'll just be like, I'm offline after that happens.
Yep.
I'll be crying.
There, that's what you need to play in.
Yeah, it's one of those jumbo beanbags.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my neck would hurt. My neck already hurts in a chair.
Look, he's...
Yeah, but he's positioned in a manner that if he drops it, it's still going to hit the floor.
Yeah, he's not leaning back.
On your back, like a psychopath.
That's an Xbox One.
The thing's also hella in the way. You might as well get an end table.
That's not a big Xbox thing on the back of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, I guess.
I see, there. That's how you need to sit.
Yeah, you got to sit in it, so if you drop it, you just drop it on your dick.
Mm-hmm. Drop it in your lap. But then you'll have this issue.
Yeah.
Your dogs will be in it.
I'll be asleep is the issue. I'll be passed out on the love sack just sleeping.
You'll be knocked out of sleep. You'll take over Howard's position as falling asleep while you're playing.
I've been real tired lately.
Yeah, you have.
So
get rid of the PlayStation, get rid of the Quest 2. You have the... So you'll have the 1, then you'll have the PlayStation VR, then the VR 2. So you have three VR systems.
Yeah. But with full transparency, probably won't play the PSVR much.
Right, because you have to set up for the new.
You know, when I did all that stuff to the PS4, getting it set up for a VR machine, there's a couple games I want to play, I already bought, that I want to play through. But I put a lot of work into it to get it set up that way, knowing that I'm probably only going to play one or two games. I want to play Iron Man, even though it's on Quest now. I already bought it. I want to play through Iron Man, and mm-hmm. I want to play through Vacation Simulator, because those are two games I bought before. But in going through the system, I realized there's probably another 20 games that I either haven't finished or want to play more of or didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a large library of games over there to play, but... And everything's hooked up. This TV doesn't have HDR. Everything's already hooked up. All I got to do is take the PR out, click it in the thing, in the breakout box, and I'm playing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been a month, and or 3 weeks, or however long since I did it, and I haven't played it not one time yet. But I've played the Quest multiple times in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about the ease. I take it out, put it on my head, 35 seconds later, I'm playing a game. It's the way it should be for me. So we'll see. I'm really close to pre-ordering one, though, because I think that at the very least, you'll have one. For the show, Patman will have one.
Yeah.
No, I think Marshall's on the fence. I don't think he wants one.
And see, I want to play that Star Trek Bridge Crew also.
Yeah.
That's in VR.
Did you buy that?
No, it's actually on the PlayStation thing.
We could play that. I have it. I'd be down to play that, because that's one I never invested enough time in. And you just sit in place.
Yeah. I can download that.
Yeah, download it. Let me know one day. I'll play it. It's more... I played it with Strange. I don't think I ever played with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely set up to give each other, like, directions on what to do.
Right.
So you're like, pull back power, and, you know, we need it for this. And I'm like, you know, engage weapons. Like, all that's happening. But it takes communication to not fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll have to play with some Strange too, I think. I don't know that you can I don't know how many people it takes total. Apparently that Werewolves Within, that game, apparently it's excellent. Like, everybody I like on the forums that talks about it talks about how great it is, but nobody plays it anymore. But the servers are still up, so that's one I've been wanting to play before they go down, because I'm sure that they're not long for this world. So I'd like to check that one out, too. It's Ubisoft, so it may also be included.
Oh, yeah. Now I haven't seen that one. I'm looking at the cover.
Yeah, because the Star Trek is also Ubisoft. I got that at Target for like $2. I think it was like $1.99 for that game or something. Mm. They had a copy of it, so I scooped it up forever ago and never even unwrapped it. But I unwrapped it, loaded it, updated it. I unwrapped everything that was still wrapped on the PlayStation VR. I know that collectors probably hate that, but I forced myself to play it.
Right.
There's also the Loading Human Chapter 1 is a game that I bought and never opened, and that's one I'd like to play. I have a lot to play over there. I may just jump into it, may not. Hard to say. I'm interested to see what it feels like. I've only played it a couple times since I bought the Quest, so I'd be interested to know what that felt like.
Loading Human Chapter 1.
Yeah, I also don't know if there's a Chapter 2. I don't know much about that game either. It was pretty cheap.
It looks pretty cool looking.
Yeah. It's one that I bought forever ago and never touched. Mm-hmm. I have it on disc.
You said you played Stray, didn't you?
I did not play Stray.
You did not play Stray.
I have the Essentials on PlayStation Plus. I have the baby tier. And I would like to play Stray. Just waiting for the price drop on PS5. I'd like to have a disc copy of Stray. But it's free off of, you have whatever the other tiers are.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still $39.99.
Yeah. Who knows? I may pay that for it. I hear it goes places. I think I would enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Did you play Creed?
No, I don't have Creed. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, played it and said it was really good.
I'm just looking over the games.
Yeah.
Saints and Sinners.
I actually didn't play Saints and Sinners either. Second one of those is coming out. People really like that. But I don't know if they like it because it's Walking Dead or if they like it because it's good.
Mm-hmm. Ace Combat was crazy in it.
Yeah.
In VR.
Well, cockpit games are... I mean, that's... VR is most at home with a cockpit.
Yeah.
Or car or airplane or just anything where you're... Spaceship where you're in a tight space like that and can't move.
And so when I was playing, I wanted to look around more.
Yeah.
Than actually dogfighting.
That's what
you have to dogfight.
The problem I have with the racing games is I find myself at 140 miles an hour trying to look over at the guy passing me so I can see him, and then I go flying off the road and roll the car because I'm trying to look around.
Oh yeah, that's I got Farpoint also and Squadrons.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 VR. That's right. I remember they just said they put that in VR.
I remember when VR came out. It's like all I wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really loved that.
Yeah, you gave me a whole shitload of games to play.
Oh yeah, I still got a whole shit ton more that you haven't played. Yeah, some of the ones I gave you to play were some of the really enjoyable games, I feel like, that are unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Robinson's really good, and I feel like most people didn't play it.
Yeah, that was a really good one, and it looked amazing.
And then the Dara scene, or however you say it, the FromSoft game.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one as well. Even that weird one where you stop time, that was the GameStop exclusive.
Oh, the older one, you're in the house, the mansion?
Yeah, I enjoyed that one too.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
It wasn't as well done as Robinson's a very well done game. Good story, good gameplay. The VR worked good. That was just a good game that just didn't get any praise.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
How long have we been going for?
Almost an hour.
I feel like I've talked for 55 minutes of it.
Yeah.
I'm chatty this morning.
Mm-hmm. Also, real quick, did you see anything from the Game Awards, trailers, anything that you liked, or did you pay attention?
I'll be honest with you. I haven't had a chance to pay attention. Work has been wild, and then I had a bunch of stuff to do at home. I pull up the on-demand version to watch through it,
mm-hmm.
and I got about 30 seconds into it, and then Paul to go do something, never went back to it. So I really haven't had a chance to find out what I like from it. I've seen some headlines, but I'm trying to stay away from it. I want to watch it.
Yeah, watch as it's going on.
And see what's going on, so.
Okay.
Did you?
No, I didn't see. For me, I didn't see anything that intrigued me.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I'll have it watched by next week. I don't know what I'm excited for anymore. Like, I don't. There's a time where, like, God of War Ragnarok and Horizon Forbidden West would have excited me. I want to play them both, but I'm not excited.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, PSVR 2 has got me more excited than anything in a while.
Do you think that's because you're playing the same games? You're not playing as many different games as you used to? Or
no, just, I think I'm just getting older.
Yeah,
I think I'm just getting older and more excited about other things.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like not everybody, but I feel like I've reached a point in my life where I love games and I'm going to always play them, but there are things that I think interest me more than video games. I think my main draw to video games is being able to have a conversation with my friends. It's not to play. It's just to, like, chat with you guys.
Yeah.
Me and Howard sometimes get on and we just talk. We're not even playing anything. I mean, he might be playing something, but I'll just be doing something at my house.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's jumped on and he's been playing he'll play like an NBA game or just random game.
Yeah. I think he plays for the joy of playing still. He loves to play.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy playing, but I love the interaction with you guys more than I do the playing part. And I think it's just an age thing where I am in my life. I think those things can change and move and, you know, you can get that back, you know, if you want. You know, I don't know if I want to ever just play because all I want to do is play games. You know, that was my whole youth, but like now I'm to the point where, you know, I think there's more I could do with my time.
Right.
But I think the time that I spend playing with you guys is incredibly important to keeping me level set as far as, you know, my stress level and all of that. So, you know, I think it's important for me to keep playing, but I just play for a different reason now. So I think that's more than anything. I don't think playing the same games matters. I don't really think it matters what I'm playing as long as I'm getting a chat with everybody. But it's hard to play a story game when everybody's bullshitting.
Right.
And hear what's happening.
See, that's why I try to play like those type of games when you guys are – when I know you guys aren't on.
Right.
The chat – or I have to just go incognito and hopefully no one hits me up.
You got to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's all I have. You have anything else?
Nah, I think that was it.
I'm going to go slam out some laundry, which sounds like a blast.
I know. Yeah, I think I got to do a little, like, maybe two loads.
Yeah.
Maybe we were supposed to go out yesterday because it was our anniversary weekend. Our anniversary is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
20 years.
20 years, long time.
Yeah, it is. But it was raining yesterday, and so she didn't want to get out, so we probably might go out today.
Yeah, I think the weather's supposed to be better finally after a week solid of rain.
I know. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. But again, if you guys want to join our Minecraft realm, just let us know. We've gotten a few people said that they want to join us. Just hit up Ryan or myself. We'll try to get you in. We actually had a fourth person join the other day, and it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can follow us on our socials at @Game_Stitch or me at Hoffman Show. But that was it. This is episode 517. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.